It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, let me fix my headphones. My kids screwed them up yesterday.
Oh.
They're all turned down, all wacky. I want to talk about Bruno Mars, though, because I don't know if you know this.
What's up?
But Bruno Mars had to cancel his shows in Israel. He was only the third person to go and perform these sold-out shows, they said, behind Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And so he had two sold-out shows, and then everything happened, and the war broke out that's been going on in Israel.
No, it makes sense.
They had to leave. And he wasn't able to do the second date. He did do the first one in Tel Aviv, but the second one is just, and here's the craziest part. They left so abruptly, they left all their equipment.
Really?
They left the country.
They just said, forget it all, bro. We got to go, now.
So they're there doing this historic thing, being the third person after Madonna and Michael Jackson performing two sold out shows in Tel Aviv. And then they end up having to leave and leave all their stuff behind.
Man, Bruno Mars is a liar.
What do you mean?
All this, I'll jump on a grenade for ya. Lock cap.
Literally.
Cap. He dipped. First sign of a grenade, he said, no, I'm out.
I'm telling you.
No, I'm lying. No, I'm joking, obviously.
I know you're joking.
That's wild.
So, and again, this has been an issue, I guess, for Israel with their touring business. Because for more than a decade, they said people have announced plans to go perform in there and then face public criticism, right? And so it happened to Jennifer Lopez and all these other people. So Bruno Mars would have been the third and then...
Nope.
And not only left without all their equipment. The band was like, bye!
I don't think they need it.
They can buy more.
Right.
They'll be okay. Yeah. Don't forget, Chelsea Handler tickets coming up this morning at 7:45. And a trip to see Doja Cat in Miami is up for grabs on our website at 1037kissfm.com. You're welcome.
I'm jealous.
You should be, because so have I.
Come on now. Are
I
you kidding
go see
me?
Doja Cat.
What? Either one of those is fire. But that Doja, boy.
Yeah.
At least Chelsea Handler's here. You don't got to go nowhere. But
exactly.
Wouldn't you like to go to Miami? I mean, I wouldn't.
I want to go to Miami, and I want to see Doja Cat. Yes,
yep.
And yes.
Yep. Yes,
thank
and
you
yes
very
indeed.
Much. So it's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios this morning. And coming up next, I cannot wait to hear about all the free stuff you got this weekend.
It's not even me, but I feel like I got it.
I'm excited. I want to live vicariously through you. We're going to talk about what happened to DZ and his family this weekend. Coming up next, 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. What happened this weekend with you, DZ?
Y'all, so we went, we went to Monster Truck Wars.
Yeah.
Over at the State Fairgrounds, right?
Uh-huh.
Sammy loves trucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I say loves, he loves, loves trucks.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. My brother-in-law works with them and whatnot, so we got some really cool access as far as being able to come back there, see the trucks really close.
It's like a kid's dream to go to behind the scenes at Monster Trucks.
Yes, it was a BTS situation for us. But not only was it a BTS, but Sammy really started a truck collection, because this man walked out of there and now in our home got like five brand new Monster Truck little toys that we didn't have at our house before.
Sweet. Keep it coming.
And I'm like, man, they just kept handing them stuff.
Yeah.
They'd give them a truck and go, wow. Abre, which means open.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, here we go. Here you go. And he'd play with it. And then his cousin would get a toy. And then another toy would pop up out of nowhere.
They were just giving him free
stuff.
And
then that next thing, he had a t-shirt in hand. I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, y'all need to stop giving this man this much free stuff. Don't set this precedent.
Welcome to your new life, DZ.
Do not set this precedent for this little boy.
You're not going to get free stuff. Your children. children are gonna get tons of free stuff, let me tell you. But
it was cool. So, and then got me thinking, I was like, man, people just be giving this little boy free stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, is he this dang cute? I know he's cute.
He is cute.
But what was the last free thing you got? Mm-hmm. Can you think? Because realistically, I couldn't tell you.
What was the story? I'm blanking out right now that I told on the air where I didn't believe something was free. And I went off about it on the air and then it ended up being free. And I was like, we give out free stuff at the radio station all the time. But yet when it was turned around on me, I didn't think it was free.
The ice cream.
The ice cream at the zoo.
I remember you talking about that.
Thank God for your young memory, because I only told that like weeks ago and I already forgot the story. I was at the zoo with Owen and Hudson for Zoo a la carte.
Yeah.
100?
No, remembered on your own. I wasn't going to give you a la carte. I'll tell you that.
We were at Zoo a la carte and they were giving out free ice cream at Meijer grocery store.
That's right. Yep.
And I kept thinking, is this for real? Because how are you just giving out free ice cream?
What?
And they were like, it's for real. Take the ice cream, you weirdo. And we did.
Okay.
But it
sure.
was like, that was the last thing we got for free. But I was like, this can't be real. And this is, don't give these kids free stuff. Okay, give these kids free stuff.
Sure.
Same kind of thing.
Sure, because realistically, the last free thing that I remember getting, myself, personally, and this is because we like found it on Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. Somebody was getting rid of a lawnmower. And since we recently moved, they were just like, hey, we bought a brand new one. We don't need this one. Take it.
So
we went, okay, screw it.
Yep.
Hopped in the car ASAP, went, picked it up.
That's
right?
It.
That was the last free thing I remember getting myself.
That's smart. Well, that was smart what you did.
I mean, it was clutch. That's what it was.
That's smart. Very
just
smart.
Fell right into our laps. Bloop.
So you got a lawnmower. I got ice cream.
Which
and
is clutch.
Sammy got a ton of toys. So what's the last thing you got for free? Whoever texted in, is this 103.7? Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
You can text or call, and you have to dial 1 before the number. This is I've discovered this recently. 1-414-533-1037. Which sounds funny, but it turns out that it does make a difference, and it was affecting people's ability to call not dialing 1.
It's a key feature.
It is a key feature. So 1-414-533-1037. We want to know, what is the last thing you got for free?
It could be anything.
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 I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear everything that you got for free next. We asked what the last thing you got for free was, and whoever texted in, anxiety from my ex. You're not alone, my friend.
Hey, yo.
I wasn't looking for that, but okay.
We did say anything.
We said anything.
Anything.
It's not free because it's going to charge you in therapy. Trust me. I know.
Wrong.
Somebody else texted in and said they got a bobblehead at the Brewer game. That's a cool free item.
That's cool. I mean, look at all the bobbleheads up in here. Like, that's obviously cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which reminds me, I got a few bobbleheads to bring in.
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
I want to add some to the collection. Just sidebar, but yeah.
All right.
add some free things to the studio.
If you want to bring them in, bring them in. These are the bobbleheads we get sent. I force them to be put up as part of decoration in the studio because I want it to be a very Milwaukee studio.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to add, go for it.
And they're Milwaukee indeed. So
bring them.
I'll bring them in.
Bring them.
If it's allowed.
It's allowed. Approved. As long as it's Milwaukee sports or Green Bay, approved.
Next free thing is going to be for the studio.
Yeah, I like it. Dominic is calling in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Dominic. What's the last thing that you got for free?
Morning. Last thing I got for free was a car wash from Take 5.
Ooh.
What? How'd you finesse that, my boy? He dropped the T.
He got an oil change, probably.
Right, what?
What happened?
No, actually, I didn't. The kids work in. They admired my car. I come frequently, and they drew me through.
Oh,
they just showed
that's
you some
awesome.
Love.
Well, that's so nice, because the last time I was at Take 5, it took an hour. That's no joke.
It took 5 times 50?
Yeah, what? Something like that. But no, that's awesome. That's cool. They liked your car. Did he say what kind of car he has?
No, but it's probably nice enough to get that free car wash.
I'm not a car person, but I'm nosy. So tell us, what is it, Dominic?
It's an Infiniti G35, the Arizona T theme.
What does that mean?
Were you the boy driving Infiniti?
I don't know.
And
what
the Arizona
means.
T edition?
Let me Google your car.
Ooh, my boy's out here cruising. Let's just say that. If you in Infiniti, listen, if you see this man's car, honk at him for the one time.
I mean, sorry, I'm Googling. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, you too.
Later, man. Free
Infiniti,
car wash?
Was that what our rich coworker used to have in the parking lot? She had a white one? It might have been.
Yeah. There's a few Infiniti owners out there. It depends on your lifestyle, what you drive, you know?
Damn. All right, let's go to Amanda this morning in Racine and see what she got for free. Maybe not.
No, well.
Her theme song's broken. I guess she doesn't have one anymore. She's going to have a heart attack if we tell her that.
No, JK.
Okay.
Canada.
Oof, we almost... my theme song always got to play. You know that.
She said, y'all going to make it work.
I thought I was going to give you a heart attack when I said your theme song was broken.
A little bit.
You want to see Amanda get angry? Don't play her theme song. We in here. I'll do it a cappella if I need to, okay? Turn down for what?
Amanda, what's the last thing you got for free?
So it was actually when we did the Home Depot thing on Saturday.
Yeah.
I got a free hot dog. They're growing on hot dogs. That's like, hell yeah.
The best thing I've ever... That's better than a car wash in my book.
Free food. Who's going to turn that down?
Nobody.
Not me. Not me. No, sir.
Nobody.
I couldn't tell your kids yesterday, but there was a lot of nailing. There's a lot of screwing things. And then the hot dogs. I'm like, there's a lot of innuendos going on here.
Oh, Amanda.
Amanda, it's too early for that.
She said...
No donuts, though.
Amanda was at Home Depot on Saturday morning with her two-year-old. And she's thinking about hot dogs. Dogs and donuts. Go home and talk to your husband, okay? Amanda.
Maybe we can later. Who knows?
Oh, get out of here, Amanda.
Nap time was lit.
Only one nap in the household.
All right. Bye, Amanda.
Have a good day.
Hope you she's too. Pregnant. We'll find out in 4 weeks. All right. Let's go to Danny, who's calling from Oak Creek this morning. Took her out. It was a Friday night. Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
So the best is ordering from Amazon. Because if you don't like it, you don't want it, you send it back and they're like, just keep it.
I've never had that happen. I've had it where they sent me the wrong thing and they say, keep it and we'll send you the right thing. But I've never tried to return something and them go, never mind, just keep it. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, no, actually, Danny's not wrong. Because what was the last free thing you got from Amazon? Then I'll tell you mine, because he's not wrong. I do have one.
So my son built a bicycle, made the motorcycle bicycle out of it.
Nice.
And he bought the engine and all that. And they had a little scratch on the gas tank. I mean, barely even noticeable. And they're like, keep it. We'll send you a new one.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Two motors for the price of one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, Danny, thanks for sharing. You have a great day, my friend.
You too.
Bye. Somebody texted in and said, the last thing I received for free was emotional damage from my workplace. You guys are killing me right now.
We did say anything.
We did. Right. Corey in East Troy said, I do hardwood floors and I basically acquired a brand new electrical leather couch set.
Ooh.
Nice. Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, and some of these things, I ain't gonna lie, and I'll tell you what to do with your business, but you could resell some of this stuff.
Totally.
And make at least a couple bucks back. So what Danny reminded me of is we got this air conditioner dehumidifier combo, like standing unit, right, from Amazon. It was making like a clicking noise.
Ugh.
Like the fan was just clipping probably the slightest little bit. You know that.
Yep, I know.
Oh, when you put it on high, though, it was like, we tried to send it back. They're like, how about we just give you 50% back? We're like, okay, cool. And then we tried to send it back again. Like, no, we actually don't like it at all. They're like, no, we'll give you a full refund, and you can keep the air conditioner unit. Now it runs in our basement as a dehumidifier. Boom.
Hey-o, it worked out.
I forgot about that.
That's awesome. Somebody texted in that they won Fright Fest tickets from us. That's very nice.
Big flex on them.
Let's go finally to Lori in Cedarburg. Good morning, Lori. We're pulling up your theme song. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Charlie did text in, and he said that he gives Mountain Dew to his customers every time he stops. Well, hey, friend, I'll be a customer.
Right. Where are you working?
Come on, Charlie. All right, Lori, what's the last thing you got for free?
All right, so two good things. One was a recliner.
Ooh.
Clutch.
And the other was when the Lakeshore Chinooks hosted the All-Star Game years ago. My neighbor got me free tickets. They gave a fan a free pizza, which they handed around our section.
Uh-huh.
And I got a free shirt and a hat from it.
Dang!
You didn't have to win like that, Lori.
Jeez. I threw out the first pitch once at the Chinooks game. It was so fun.
Yeah?
The Brewers have never asked. Rude. But I would do it.
Maybe next season.
Rude. Oh, yeah. I brought up a weird point. Yes, Lori.
My dad's best friend's daughter just threw out the first pitch at the first game.
Tell me about everyone else.
Well, keep flexing on them, Lori. Just keep flexing on them.
Okay?
Right, fine.
I'm trying to get you the hookup.
Wait. Okay,
it's
Lori.
Not that I'm on the radio in the city. It's that Lori in Cedarburg has a connection.
Well, duh. You ain't know that?
Tech Tuesday, brought to you by Wendy's. You know they have a new loaded nacho cheeseburger. You can get it limited time now, participating Wendy's. Mm-mm.
Oh, I've gotten it. It's been gotten. It's actually really good, y'all. I ain't even gonna go.
What's going on with Tech Tuesday today? Right, so I was excited about this one.
Y'all know I'll be dipping into the tech world here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, like to stay on trends for some of the things.
Sure.
And I came across a funny little article that posed the question, should you charge your phone overnight? Because so there's a concept that people think overcharging is going to make your phone either overheat, explode, the battery die. And it turns out that all of the above are actually possible. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, people say you shouldn't be charging your phone overnight at all.
So I normally charge my phone every night.
I charge my phone every single night.
And now I'm wondering if I'm screwing it up by charging it.
Honestly, yes, we are.
Yeah.
We are screwing our phone up by charging it because our phone batteries are designed to charge until they're fully charged and then do not need to be continued to be charged.
Yeah.
Because pumping additional battery juice, if you will, into your charger is going to keep pumping the lithium ion batteries that all of our little phones have past their charge capacity.
Jeez.
So even though it's at 100% and it stays at 100% for those 8 hours or 5 hours, however many in between hours you sleep at night, it's not necessarily good for your phone.
I always have this fear it's going to die even though it's got plenty of juice. Like I have to have it plugged in. Like it can be at 60% and I'm like, what if it dies?
You kidding me?
And my alarm doesn't go off. What if? As if it's going to die at 60%.
It might.
It's not going to.
Irrational, but it might.
Right?
I feel the same way. You want to charge your phone fully. And the logic stands, you put your phone on the charger when you're going to sleep because that's when you're not going to be using it, right? But nah, they actually suggest that you charge your phone before you go to bed, get it to a sufficiently charged amount.
And then let it be.
Take it off of the charger. Let it be.
Got it.
Let it be.
Got it.
Hey. Ain't that crazy?
It's annoying is what it is.
I mean,
because I'm just trying to keep myself juiced up and I'm getting punished for it.
Right.
It's ruining my battery.
Right.
But I get it that I believe it because I've seen it happen.
Nowadays, we got all these fast chargers, lightning cord this, ASAP charge that. We don't got to charge them in that. A phone will fully charge in most cases in an hour, hour and a half tops.
I always have my phone plugged into my car, by the way, and I can't believe how many people I've ridden with who don't plug their phone in when they get in their car. I'm like, doesn't everybody just plug their phone in? And they don't. They never do.
Not everybody does.
I thought everybody just plugs it in now.
Nope.
And we just roll with it plugged in. No.
Nope.
People, I'm like, what do you have the charger for? Use it. You're near it.
Use it. Why not? Keep
We're
your
in the
juice
car.
Up. But then that means you don't need to charge a battery at night.
Right.
Ain't that crazy?
I'm going to drive around the parking lot and charge it. And then I'm going to go home and go to bed and unplug it.
I only charge my phone in my car now. I use the wireless charging pad and that's it.
I'm going against the man. All these other people that won't charge their phones.
Allie shaves against the grain.
100%. Goes for my legs too, let me tell you.
Ouch.
I said what I
the
said.
The burn.
Hey, I would get laser hair removal, but I didn't have blonde hair.
The burn. Oh, you funny. But
coming up next, we have What Would DZ Do? Get ready. It's coming up. Kiss FM.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Oh my, what is the issue today?
Donna got an issue.
What's Donna's problem?
So Donna's 21, a junior in college, and trying to switch project groups.
There's nothing worse than being in the wrong group on a group project.
Is there a wrong group or
yes.
a right group for a group project?
I was always the one who was the control freak who did everything because I couldn't take it. There's always one of those. And then other people that don't want to work love that.
I hear you. I was the that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, you like taking the management role?
In adulthood, I'm fine not being in that role. But in
school?
Yeah. What is Donna's issue, though?
Well, Donna hit us up. Like I said, she's a junior in school, said there's a girl in my major classes. Then there's a girl in a lot of my major classes that I used to be friends with early in school until we stopped talking. We used to study together, do projects in the past, but I felt like we had different energies about life, so I slowly went my own way.
Fair.
Not that I dislike her. I just don't think we would really work well together. So now that we are, I want to change groups. I don't think her work ethic is enough to get a good grade from my experiences with her in the past. We didn't get to pick groups. How would you suggest I do this?
This is part of the group project problem. You can't control who's in your group.
You don't always get to pick groups. It's nice when you do.
Yeah.
It is nice when you do. Says, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I want to be comfortable with the people I work with for a major part of my grade. Thanks for listening. Thanks for helping. Donna.
Oh my gosh, I have thoughts. I bet you do too.
No, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I need to collect them.
All right.
Cause I'm not trying to put her on blast. Mm-hmm. And I actually think I'm changing my answer in my brain as I'm talking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like how you sometimes are speaking,
Process.
But thinking, processing differently in your mind. I'm thinking I got a. I think I got a perfect answer.
Okay.
I want to compete though. I'm feeling competitive. I want to compete.
Well,
answers.
Let's see what everybody else says, because you have to dial one before you call text.
That's important.
1-414-533-1037. I'm going to say this for the next 3 weeks, because we just realized how many people were not getting through because they weren't dialing one.
1-414.
And you know who those people were? Me. Hi.
Us. Hi.
I tried to call and couldn't get in one day, and I go, what the hell?
What's going on? Yeah. I guarantee you, try it out. It's going to make a difference.
This is a secret sauce at Kiss FM. You got to dial one. Whoop, it's a big secret.
1-414-533-1037.
And if you're in the 414 area code, hell if I know. I don't know which way to go. All right, we're going to talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So today it is a group project problem. I don't care what planet you're on, everybody's been a part of a group project in their life at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Which means
yeah.
We all can relate to this, whether you're the overachiever who wants to do it all and control everything like me, or you're the one who likes to sit back and just let everyone else like me do all the work because we're freaks.
Let me know what part of the project I got, and I'll make sure I get it done. Will it be on time? We'll have it for project day, okay?
Before I go to Jim in Kenosha, what's your advice though, DZ?
Yo, okay. So I'm going to lateral my advice.
Hmm.
Originally, I wanted to light her up and be like, suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah.
Right?
But deal with it.
Nope, don't deal with it. But there's a spin.
So what does she do instead if dealing with it?
You're not going to change groups. You now got to do the project by yourself.
No.
Yeah.
It's a group project.
So?
What do you say to the person who texted in and said, this is preparation for adulthood. You have to work with people you don't like all the time, which
100%.
Is a fact.
No, it's 100% that. But you do have, I feel like, the option to at least attempt to do the project on your own. If you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, then you got to just omit yourself from the situation. You got to do this by yourself, Madonna. You going dolo.
You're tripping.
Nah, you tripping.
Jim's in Kenosha. Let's see what Jim says right now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so DC says just do it alone.
Go solo. You got to do the project by yourself.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, as the guy who sometimes assigns these group projects.
Oh, a teacher's on the phone. Yes, sir.
I could tell. I could tell he was a scholar.
We might actually fail you for doing it on your own.
Ooh. What? Whoa, Jim, Mr. Jim, Dr. Jim.
You don't work well with others, DZ.
Professor Jim, come on. Why would you fail somebody for wanting to work alone?
Because part of the assignment is the fact that we do want you to work as a team. And if you can't work as a team, much like you identified before, that might be one of the expected outcomes to show that you can work as a team.
That's why you're failing, because you can't do what is expected of you.
Part of the assignment is the group factor. Got it.
But to give good advice, as best I can, I would tell her to politely talk to her teacher or professor and ask if they can change groups. But then also realize that if the professor who has the ability to say yes or no to this, if the professor says no, then you have to work as a group. And much like your texter identified, learn from it, rise above it, and then do the best that you can.
Use it as a learning experience because you will have to adapt as you get into workplaces. And there are always going to be people you don't like.
Guaranteed. That's just a guarantee of life.
I mean, if you want a list. No, I'm kidding.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I like, I would 99% love to... of the people we work with. Are you kidding me?
I would love to always have to pick my coworkers.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Ain't that the truth?
That's true. Like, if only we had that ability as adults. He's not wrong.
In some cases, you do.
Well,
in some cases,
I guess.
A little bit.
I got to kind of pick you.
You know what I'm saying? Dap.
I got to go, DZ, yes.
DZ, you down? I'm like, I'm down.
It's true, because there were some people I went, hell to the nah.
So you trying to do this group project?
DZ's in on my group project, Jim. It's all working out over here at Kiss FM. All right, thanks for calling. We appreciate your advice. I thought that was really well said.
That was. The insight was good, Professor Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Now to a non-scholar, and she's going to kill me for saying that.
What are you talking about, a scholar and a lady?
She's a scholar of life. Destiny is calling in this morning. Destiny openly says, she openly makes fun of herself when she's like, what's that word I'm trying to say, that big word?
She's a scholar and a player.
I'm so thankful we got Google nowadays, because I'd have been in the dictionary forever. Been like, hold on, y'all, hold on. I got to look up this word. L-M-N-O-P, L-M-N-O-P, you know,
Destiny, what do you think? She doesn't want to be in the same group or with the group project.
She better stop being crybaby sissy and suck it up and be like, all right, y'all, we'll be in this group, and I'm going to do my part. I just need everybody's first and last name, and I'll be the one to put our names on the paper and call it a day. That'd have been me.
Take control.
Like me.
Take control.
You
want to
make
go.
Sure it's done correctly. So you got to. Yeah. Well.
So I got to make sure it's in the upper right hand corner in 12 size font with this whatever format we're supposed to be using. And then I could say I participated.
See, but then you're going to make people feel some type of way. You don't want to hurt feelings. Yeah. And then Professor Jim is going to fail you because he's going to realize you did all the work.
But it's business, not
personal. I
didn't do
all
personal.
The work. I put our names on the paper. That's all I did.
Everybody said their slides.
I didn't say I did more.
Fair.
I said I put our names on the paper so we could turn it in properly. Okay. That was it.
You get an A for honesty this morning, Destiny. Mm-hmm. That's what you get a good grade for, keeping it real.
Honesty spelled with an A, too. Honesty.
Honest, H-O-N.
Okay, Destiny, thanks for calling.
Later, Destiny.
We love you. Bye. All right, Gabe's in Waukesha, last but not least. Good morning, Gabe. We're talking about group projects for What Would DZ Do this morning. Donna wants a new group. What do you think?
So I feel like switching groups is something that isn't really like an option in my mind because they did like assign the groups and it's not like something where you got to choose and really change. So I feel like it's probably not something that she can really do.
Okay.
But in my like perspective, I would probably like I was kind of someone who took over the projects more.
My match. Hello, Gabe. Hello, Gabe.
Yeah, but something kind of fun that I did a couple times.
Yeah.
That she might want to try, depending on the type project, is like if it's all like shared documents and stuff, and it's like you can do parts of it.
Uh-huh.
You can act like you're not doing anything and kind of freak them out by putting your stuff in like your own documents, and then you can just move it over later.
Why would you do that? Gabe, why would you torture the others like that?
Gabe is sadistic.
I thought he was going to say something nice and productive. He's like, and then you trick them all.
And then you get evil.
She was the halftime show last year. This year, we found out it's Usher. If you missed that big news, which easily got hidden amongst all of the things going on in the world, Usher is officially the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Should be exciting, and he shouldn't be alone. We'll find out, though.
We will find out, because Rihanna was alone.
Mm-hmm.
They both have enough hits.
Long enough catalog.
Seriously. I mean, Usher and I have been doing this together, and we're only 30 now. Since we were 16.
You and Usher have been together for a while.
No, I don't forget we have Chelsea Handler tickets coming up, though, at 7:45.
Ain't nobody forget about that.
Mm-hmm, that's big stuff. But I have not talked at all on the show about how I'm dog sitting.
You got some dogs back in your life.
I know. I keep putting them all over social media, but I've said nothing on the air.
And everybody's like, did Allie get new dogs?
No. And some people think I did.
Right.
And I'm
like, sure.
Chill out.
Hey.
And not only did I not get another dog, I didn't get two at once. Are you out of your minds?
I mean, is it too far off for you to maybe just get two dogs at once?
It's not, and let me tell you why. I've only had one dog my whole life. Growing up, I had one dog.
Oh.
In adulthood, we only had one. Well, I only had one dog in adulthood. Yeah. Got adopted Bella. She was it. But everyone I ever met said, who had two dogs, said they would never go back to just one after having two.
And I agree with them.
Okay. I agree. You have two.
And I didn't grow up with pets at all.
Yeah.
I didn't have animals until
we were
I was
dog
in college.
People. Okay.
And my first pet was our cat, ironically enough, right? So it's like, and my wife grew up with multiple dogs in her household at a time. Never just like one dog. If it was one dog, it was a rare occasion, and it was because one just had
one
to go.
One died,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly, and one came very quickly after. So we grew up with multiple dogs in our household, in her household. I didn't grow up with any. Now in our household, there will always be multiple dogs.
Well, I always, for when I first thought, because Bella passed away in March. For people that don't know, she was almost 14.
Mm-hmm.
She was up there and she lived. I got her as a puppy at the Wisconsin Humane Society 14 years ago.
Right.
She was a great dog, but I'm afraid to get a new dog for multiple reasons. One, I don't know if they're going to be as good as Bella was, right?
Yeah.
Bella was great. She was, two, it's a lot of responsibility.
You can.
Three, it's money. I mean, I started having a lot more freedom, unfortunately. And then I felt guilty about that, but it was true. I didn't have to run home and let Bella out. I could stay at people's houses if my kids were at their dad's.
You didn't have to set the timer and go, well, I gotta go let the dog out.
It gave me a lot more freedom, and I went, well, this is different.
This is nice.
But now that I'm dog sitting and I have two with me, I'm obsessed and I want two dogs immediately. And I want these two. I want to keep them forever, and I don't want to ever sleep at anyone's house again. I don't care about the bill. I want the two dogs now.
Let me get this straight. Are you telling me on air that you just kidnapped somebody's dogs?
Pretty much. Our boss is out of town and I'm watching her dogs and I might keep them when she gets back is where I'm going with this. They're so good. They're tricking me.
Really?
So they're tricking me. And I get why you want two because they keep each other company.
Yep.
They have a vibe together. They play together. They're never alone.
But they're also adult dogs, G. And don't get fooled by this.
That's what I'm saying. They're tricking me.
Puppies are different.
They're a nightmare.
Puppies are horrible.
It's a baby. You have to get up in the middle of the night. You have to take them out. I remember when Bella was a puppy, I was like, what is this?
Every 4 hours to take them out on little potty breaks to train them. And then you got a crate train and then they're whiny.
I'd rather get an older one.
Definitely.
Listen, I'm just dog sitting right now. So don't anybody jump to conclusions and send texts about adopting your dogs. We're not there yet.
You're the only one jumping to conclusions talking about some, I want to keep these dogs. But can I pet that dog?
It's true. But the second I put it on social media, everyone's like, adopt from here. You want a dog? I got dogs.
I got dogs.
Like, slow down.
I got dogs for days.
Slow down, people.
Listen, whenever you are ready, if and when you are ready to get a dog, I do think adopt, don't shop. Obviously,
that's the way I roll.
But definitely adopt an older dog. You know, a dog that's like
at least three,
maybe four. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a little bit younger if you want an energetic dog for the boys. Get them out there so they got to get walked.
I've never seen Owen get so much physical activity as he is running around with the dog. I'm like, this is actually good for everybody.
It's a fantastic job for the boys to have. All right, take the dog on a walk. Walk the block.
We did that yesterday. Hudson, who hates to go on walks, went on a long walk with me and went, this was nice. And now we're having family time. The dogs are tricking me and they're tricking me.
Tricking everybody.
Tricking.
Listen, and the two, hear me out. Now I'm going, you do need two dogs.
I don't even have one.
Because then one of each.
Now everybody's telling me I need two.
One for each boy. And don't tell me to tell you a third, because then you get a dog too. Everybody gets their own
dog. We're not getting three dogs. No. You're out of your mind.
Okay. Too much, too fast.
I need to get my fence fixed before I get anything. I got a broken fence right now.
We'll revisit this conversation. Don't you worry.
And whoever's texting in, you should start fostering. Maybe.
Oh,
we'll think about
yes.
it. There's a lot going on. I got rambunctious boys.
I got the plug on fosters.
Well, I listen, slow down.
Let's talk off air.
This
Hold
is
on.
Like That's... you're trying to get me pregnant and I'm not ready. Okay, just slow down, everybody.
It's like
I'm
a salesman.
Yeah.
No is not an answer during sales.
I'm like, I'm going to get a dog eventually. And everyone's like, no.
Let me talk to you about your extended dog warranty.
I'm like, hold on. All right, let's do Am I the Jerk next. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, it involves hooking up with an ex you don't want to get back together with.
Oh.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ah, listen to this. Somebody wrote into the show and wants to know if he's the jerk for hooking up with his ex, even though he doesn't want to get back together with her.
Okay, I gotta hear it first.
Listen to this one. Eric wrote into the show. You ready for this?
No. Yes. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, just go.
He said, hey, Allie and DZ, my ex-wife and I got divorced 8 months ago. I moved up to Grafton for a new job. She stayed in Kenosha where we lived. We only talked a handful of times about bills, nothing more. But then out of nowhere, she showed up at my job yesterday.
Ooh.
Since she had driven up and I felt bad, I agreed to go have a drink with her. Afterwards, we hung out and hooked up. I know it was wrong, but I had a moment of weakness and had already told her there was zero chance of reconciliation, so I figured I was at least being honest with her.
Cap.
She went home and is now texting me nonstop, telling me I'm a jerk for hooking up with her, even though I had already told her it was over. So am I the jerk for hooking up with my ex, knowing I don't want to get back together? Eric.
My boy, my guy, my man.
Yikes!
Oh.
She showed up at his job.
And
he didn't turn her away.
No,
he went and had a drink with her.
And I think
dummy.
I think he's lying to himself right now. He said there's no chance, there's no reconciliation.
I think she's lying to herself.
They're both lying to each other. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, they're not
I don't
not
think he
split.
Wants her back. You think he wants her back?
I think he wants her back.
I think
back.
He just wanted, she was there and it was convenient.
I think I'm sorry,
but
he didn't
drive down to see her. She just showed up out of nowhere.
And he accepted it because he didn't want to make make her feel bad. I get that, sure.
No, because he wanted to have fun, but he didn't want her back.
No.
You think?
I think he might want her back.
Nah.
Yeah, I just think he might be avoiding feelings. Come on now, they were married.
Yeah, so.
Dog.
It's comfortable.
It is comfortable. It is known. It's safe in most cases. I'm not going to say in every case, but in most cases. I feel like he wants her back and maybe doesn't realize those sensations yet because the second he said, oh yeah, sure, let's go out for a drink. Mm-hmm. With your ex-wife? Mm-hmm.
He said, I agreed to go have a drink.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have done that.
You were forced, big guy.
He didn't want to get with her. He shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Although I will commend him for saying straight up to her, we are not getting back together.
Lie number one.
I've said that to people and meant it, I think, and still hooked up with them, if you want me to be honest, 100%.
I just feel like there's always a chance for them. I genuinely do, but I do think he's a jerk. If he really doesn't want to get back with her, then he is bogus, because she guaranteed does, or else she wouldn't have turned up in Grafton at all.
Okay, well, let's see what the listeners think. Do we think Eric is a jerk for hooking up with his ex, even though he has no intention of getting back together with her? You have to dial 1-414-533-1037. That's the secret sauce to getting into the radio station.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
Dial 1. I'm telling everybody.
Okay, tell everybody.
414-533-1037. What do we think about Eric? He was totally honest with her, but DZ's like, he's lying to himself.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's being honest, and it's awkward.
I think he wants his wife
back. She's in denial.
Ooh.
I think she's in denial. I don't know. We're going to talk to you next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Eric wants to know if he's the jerk for hooking up with his ex, even though he doesn't want to get back together.
That's just, man, if you really don't want to get back together, that's a little misleading. I know that it's comfortable. Y'all were together. You know each other well, yada, yada, yada. But one of y'all has feelings and thoughts
clearly,
and hopes of getting back together.
If she's driving up to his work, hello.
I'm thinking it's him.
Let's go to Megan in Muskego. Let's start with her this morning. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right. So do we think Eric's a jerk for hooking up with his ex, even though he doesn't want to get back together?
I do think he's the jerk.
Okay. Yes. Go on.
So, I mean, I know he was, like, he claims that he was honest with her and said, you know, I have no intention of getting back together with you. Mm-hmm. But if that really is the intention, you should not do anything. Because that's going to, I don't know, like, we send mixed signals and stuff.
Yep.
And 100%. I have had a similar experience, and it's like, but in my experience is the guy did not tell, he told me he wanted to get back together with
me. Well, then that's a jerk. But Megan, that's a jerk. That guy is an obvious jerk. The fact that he's being honest is the only reason I say not the jerk, because he's straight up saying, we're not getting back together.
But he still let it happen, though.
So?
Yeah, I just think it's, I don't know, it kind of sends a signal, and I know like he said something, but
who cares
like.
What he said, right? Because you want hope. She wants hope,
listen,
so she's ignoring what he said.
What he said?
Saying, but he slept with me, so he must want me.
What he said what he did is contradictory, though. Words and actions.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where it muddies the waters, and I know what Megan's talking about.
Yeah. I get it. Okay, so Megan says jerk because he should have just thought about her feelings and
jerk.
Not done it.
Big old jerk.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Megan. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's go to a dude. Chris is in Maguanago this morning. Chris, good morning. I'm curious. Do you think Eric's a jerk? For hooking up with his ex, not wanting to get back together.
I'm gonna say no jerk.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, all right, why, man?
Well, she came up to, you know, obviously she came up to his work out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's weird already.
Yeah.
Fair.
And then, you know, hey, we're gonna go hang out as friends. You know, we ain't getting back together. And then, you know, a couple drinks happens.
Right. Well, he said he tried to make it cordial and go, hey, just so you know, nothing's gonna happen, but we can hang out. Come on, man.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know, Chris.
Listen, have you ever been in a situation, Chris, where you don't want to get back together with someone, but doesn't mean you don't enjoy spending time with them? I could name 5 dudes who I have a lot of fun with, but I do not want to be with.
I hear you. Doesn't mean
I wouldn't go spend time with them and hang out with them, but I would tell them I'm not going to be in a relationship with you. Does that make me a jerk?
Well, ain't none of them your ex-husband. You feel me?
But I'd do it to him, too.
It's kind of like the same with my ex wife. Like, Chris, I ain't getting back with your ass, but.
See? Chris gets it.
Okay, Chris.
I don't interact with my ex like that. You? Don't start any rumors in this city. My ex and I do not get down like that, okay? But listen.
Chris and his ex get down like that.
Yeah. At least
we ain't get down like that,
No, yeah, no, we just joking, Papa.
No.
Yeah, I got you.
But Chris gets what I'm saying, where it's like, if we're being brutally honest with someone, why are we to blame? Why are we the jerk?
I hear you.
I don't know. I get it, though. You're saying you're not thinking of their emotions.
And everyone's an adult, though. Everyone's making a conscious choice at the same time. I hear what y'all are saying.
It goes both ways.
At the end of the day, it takes two to tango, baby.
Ooh, on that note.
Spoken like a true man.
Chris Splits it, though. Not the jerk. We're 50-50. Appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it.
All right, Lisa, last but not least, our girl is calling from Sheboygan this morning. Turn up the music. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, all right, hey. Girlfriend, you are the tiebreaker. Jerk or not a jerk?
Pressure.
Nah.
I don't think he's a jerk whatsoever.
Go on.
Very simple. So, first of all, she went to him. He didn't go to her. She has some, like, sneaky business going on. Why are you driving to a different city to this man's work to show up? For what purpose? You're not dropping off, like, mail. Like, you had an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Probably what it resulted in, right?
That's true.
He went there. He told her, look, it's not going to happen in the long run. It's comfortable. It's familiar. It happened. She can't expect anything more, and he's not a jerk. That's it.
Period.
Period. Really left me no room to argue.
Honestly. I mean, as someone who's in the dating world, it's kind of like, enter at your own risk.
People are being honest
with you. It is what it is, man. Either you can accept it or you can live in denial. And even if they are lying, take them for their word.
Denial is a river, not something you do.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, Lisa, thanks for calling. Wait, Allie,
I know you hate this, but I have to do it. Today is my daughter's 16th birthday, so happy birthday, Ben.
Sweet 16.
Lucky for you, DZ. Love shout outs. So you're in, okay? Happy birthday to your daughter.
Happy birthday.
All right, dog. That was too good. Bye, Lisa.
All right, bye, Lisa. She said, I know you hate shout outs.
But DZ loves them.
It's like a domino effect with shout outs. That's the damn problem.
Well, now that we're doing shout outs, I got to give it.
Knock it off. Let's give away some tickets. You want to do it now?
I'm down. Don't tell me. What? You want to flip a coin? Decide what?
Nah, let's go ahead and do it right now. We've got Chelsea Handler tickets, and they could be yours right now. She is coming to town at the end of this month on the 26th to the Bradley Symphony Orchestra. So let's take caller number 33 right now. You are going to be going to see Chelsea Handler when she comes to town. The number is 1-414-533-1037. Yes, 1-414-533-1037. Good luck, caller 33, going to see Chelsea Handler. All right, you want to go see Doja Cat in Miami? We're actually giving away a trip to see her right now.
And it's not for us, it's for y'all, so you guys go win it online.
So annoyed that we can't win. 1037kissfm.com. If you didn't win these Chelsea Handler tickets right now, go try to win the Doja Cat trip on our website to Miami. Okay, we've got Karina in Sheboygan on the phone. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just pulling into work.
Ooh, where do you work? Yeah.
Nosy.
You know we nosy.
I don't know if I can say. It's kind of top secret government business.
She's an FBI agent. I said it.
I was like, what, you hunt for aliens? What's so secret?
She worked for the CIA. No. Don't play it.
It's fine. We don't want to get you in trouble. You're calling for Chelsea Handler tickets, and you are caller 33, Karina.
With your super secret job.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you went to see a comedian?
It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Her job field doesn't allow that.
Right? Her secret job.
It's too serious of a secret job.
It's something different and fun going to see a comedian. It's not the same. I mean, I still love giving away concert tickets, but comedians are just a different experience.
And comedians do Wisconsin comedy different. You already know comedians that come to this state or this city, for that matter, always got something to say. Mm-hmm. Always.
We're going to have a good time, for sure.
Who are you taking with you, or is that a secret, too?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that. It could be a date. It could be my
buddy. Well, it's in like 15 days. October 26th is the date.
Okay.
So you're going to the Bradley Symphony Orchestra, you and a friend or a date to see Chelsea Handler. Good luck. Just tell them that you do not want to be together before the date, if that's the case.
Make sure they know.
Make sure they know.
Okay.
This is nothing more than a hookup.
SWB. Yeah.
Hold on.
She said it.
FWB.
Oh, Karina.
Friends with benefits don't get to go to Chelsea Handler. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe Karina's doing that. Those are her tickets to decide who she takes with.
Funny. Hold on, Karina. Let me get your info.
Thank you.
And your hookups info. So we can send him a ticket. Now, we'll have another chance for you to win these tickets again tomorrow, same time. Here's Dua Lipa.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so why was Ryan Reynolds the one behind Jake from State Farm being in the Kelce suite at the game? This is a true story. I did not see the pictures of Jake from State Farm, but they existed, huh?
I thought he was because he was dating the other Kelce brother now. Oh, it was Ryan Reynolds that got him in?
Yeah, this was the game back on October 1st. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, yeah. Or a week and a half ago, whatever. But basically, if you don't know this, Ryan Reynolds was the whole reason that Jake from State Farm was in that suite.
How did he get him into the suite?
He came up with the idea, we should get Jake from State Farm in the Kelce suite talking to Travis's mom. This would be really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he reached out to Taylor Swift, who they're really good friends with, and said, would you be okay if we pulled this together to get Jake from State Farm in the suite with us?
Right.
And of course, they were like, yeah, that's fine. We're cool with that. Because he wanted to make sure Taylor Swift wanted to know they weren't trying to clown her.
Of course.
Because Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift, they're good friends with and Blake Lively. They all roll together.
They're in the same squad. They're peeps.
They joke about how they're her biggest fans, and I love that, you know?
I don't doubt that they might be.
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe.
So if you saw Jake from State Farm, which you did, DZ.
I did.
Then you know exactly what I'm talking about. That was all because Ryan Reynolds made it happen to get him in the suite just to make a scene. Because Jake from State Farm apparently was really busy, they said, all week filming. They had to do a lot just to get him to the game. This guy is so busy from his State Farm career. He's filming all kinds of stuff, I guess.
What's this man got to worry about besides his khakis?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but. And the red shirt.
Which, he's good.
He could work at Target at this point if he wanted.
Let me find out. Jake from State Farm is popping like that. Like he's a household name now, huh?
He's not, and he's good looking, too.
Yeah, no, you
I have no issue that. With Jake from State Farm.
He seems like a cool guy.
I mean,
but the way I saw it, it was in the group chat. Some friends dropped it. Mm-hmm. And then they said, you know how everybody's been saying, oh, rumor mill, reportedly, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift dating, spotted next to Mama Kelce at the game, yada, 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 right?
Yeah.
Somebody dropped a meme that said, oh, rumor mill, Jason Kelce supposedly now dating Jake from State Farm because he was pictured sitting next to Mama Kelce.
I don't even want to tell you his real name. I feel like we'd be disgusted because he's always going to be Jake from State Farm.
I don't know. I don't need to know his real name.
He's Kevin
Jake.
Miles.
Nope, Jake from State Farm. I didn't hear what you're saying. I didn't. I can't hear you. Jake from State Farm can't hear you.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Just a reminder, we are giving away a trip to see Doja Cat in Miami. You just have to go to our website to sign up for it. 103.7kissfm.com.
You get to paint Miami red.
Mm-hmm.
I said what I said.
All right. Did I tell you?
What's up?
What I did over the weekend and where I left my credit card of all the places.
See, you started to tell me, but I don't think you've fully finished it off because I know you were at a wedding.
Obviously,
we know whose wedding you were at.
Yeah, I was at our friends Jake and Katie's wedding in Janesville.
Out of all places.
Which, the last time I drove far away to a wedding, can't remember.
Right.
But, which it was fine. Like, I didn't mind going to Janesville. What's funny is that when I got there and I got a cocktail and they said, we're going to keep your card and just remember at the end of the night to sign out.
Right.
Which I went, no prob.
Don't forget to close your tab.
Had one or two drinks like the whole night.
Yeah,
didn't even drink that much.
Bet.
At the end of the night, decided to go home. Knew I had a little bit of a jaunt back to Milwaukee.
So it's a hike, yeah.
So I was sober. And I left after I said goodbye to everyone.
Right.
And then it wasn't until the next... It wasn't until I got back to Milwaukee. You ready for this? I needed gas. Thank God. Thank God I stopped to get gas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have noticed the card was gone.
At all.
And so I realize now that I'm in Milwaukee and my card is in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Different
it's
counties.
Not even like I went to a wedding and I can go get it the next morning. You can't
bust a Yui and just go back for that.
I was so upset. I go, my card.
Dog, that's tough.
A lot of times they don't keep your card anymore. They just keep a tab for you because of this problem.
They'll swipe the information and leave an open tab. Most computer will let you do that now. Right.
Fine.
Right.
So I get back and I'm panicking now and I have other, like, I'll just use a credit card. Like,
right.
It's fine, you know. I can have other cards for emergencies, but damn.
You weren't struck, but you're like, yo, I need that card.
Yeah, but I'm not going to leave my card in Janesville.
No, and you're not going to cancel it because, again, then you got to wait up. what, 7 business days until they send you a new card?
Well, thank God, one person was still in Janesville.
Ooh.
DJ GA, who was DJing the wedding.
Clutch!
Thank God! He was there. And I texted him. And this is now at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because now I've come back.
He's still there, obviously.
I'm sober. He's still DJing the wedding. And
you
I go,
freaking out going, I need my card!
And he's in the middle of DJing a wedding. You imagine this? And I'm blowing him up. Get my card!
Please!
Please, God!
Please, please!
Look, can you go grab it?
So what did he say? Did he finally get back to you?
He said, LOL, okay. And I'm like, oh, he's a dude. Is he going to be able to handle this? You know, I'm worried. I'm thinking, tell your girlfriend. Tell somebody to go get the damn
thing. Tell anybody to grab my card.
So I wake up, and the next morning, his girlfriend messaged me and said, we got it.
We got the card.
I said, oh, thank God a woman was there. Thank God she handled it. Because I even said, tip them like over 20%. Just get my card.
Just get my card back.
Sign my name. I don't care. Just sign it, tip them, and bring it back to Milwaukee.
Ooh, you just had them committing fraud out there.
100%.
It was friend fraud, though, so it's okay.
But of all, I mean, to leave it in another city, you know? Because it's one thing to leave it at a bar down the street.
Yeah.
It's another to leave it over an hour away.
Dog, that's bad news.
It's like leaving it in Chicago. I would have been so pissed.
You're not going back for that.
If they hadn't been there, I would have been flustered. So
thankfully.
I got the, well, I don't have the card. They have the card.
They have the card, but they,
but it's here.
But it's here. It's in the county. It's close to you.
We should have called GA on the show this morning to be like, where the hell's my card?
He's at Starbucks using it.
He might be. I should check
your charges. Check your charges.
Now that it worked one time, he's probably charging everything.
He said, now that I know the pin. Now that I know Allie's signature, it's over.
If you ever left your card somewhere crazy, that's what I want to talk about. Because this happens all the time. 414-533-1037. You have to dial 1 before you dial the phone number. I'm not even trying to be funny when I say that repeatedly today. We found out this has affected people calling into the show. So 1-414-533-1037. Where's the last place you either left your credit card and knew about it, lost it, maybe you found it later, was at a business? I haven't done this in a long time.
Maybe you didn't even know the card was missing and somebody had to tell you.
I wasn't going to know if I didn't stop to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been so mad the next day when I opened my wallet. So mad.
My wife left her wallet in my car for, I mean, it was just over a day. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, she had no idea it was missing.
See?
I opened up the center console and went, she don't even know. She don't even know.
She has no idea her wallet's missing.
I got all the monies now.
Do you know why she didn't know? She had your wallet. She's like, he doesn't even know.
And I sure don't.
And he doesn't know I'm using it all. Okay, we'll talk to you next and take your calls and text. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I'm talking about how I left my credit card in Janesville, Wisconsin at a wedding this weekend.
It's easily done, bro. But what sucks is when you're so far.
I was so annoyed.
So far.
It's not like I left it down the street or even in Milwaukee, 10 minutes away, where I could have gone and gotten it. I was like, this is not good. A friend grabbed it. We're safe now.
Thank you.
But let's go to Sonia in Milwaukee because we're talking about all the times we left our stuff behind. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, good morning. So it didn't happen to me. I was actually out shopping. I was putting things on the counter, you know, ready to pay. And as soon as I go to insert my card, there's already one inserted in the machine.
What?
So the transaction went through and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, no, I didn't pay for this.
Who left their card in the machine? And what's happened to the beep, beep, beep?
Right, how did it use your card with it inserted already? I got so many questions.
Yeah, sorry. Go on. We'll go on, Sonia. My bad.
Yeah, so we had to refund the whole thing. It was over $150 worth of stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah, we had to go through the whole process again.
Damn. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, because you don't, that's $150 out of somebody else's pocket, literally.
Sheesh.
Yikes. Well, and she doesn't even know whose card it is.
Mm. Yeah, no idea. I'm like, yeah, here's the card and, you know, got to get it back to the right owner.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sonya's a good person, though. Yeah. Some people would have been like, hey, no, I'm not blocking my blessings and walked right on out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I believe in karma, so we don't want that.
I do too.
That part.
You're going to have good karma. All right, Sonia, thanks for sharing that story. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Morgan is in Franklin this morning. Morgan, where's the last place you left your credit card?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Morgan. Good morning. She's looking for a credit card right now. Right? She's like, I don't know.
Hi, so it was actually my mother, and we were shopping at Southridge Mall, and we went to go eat lunch, and she accidentally left her card on the little tray.
Oh. when you pay.
Yeah, next thing you know, when you're done eating, she went to go throw away the food.
Oh, no.
And she accidentally threw away her credit card into the trash.
Yo.
Yeah.
So wait. Did she dig in the garbage for it?
Were you dumpster diving?
Unfortunately, she did have to go dig in the garbage.
Yeah. Wow. What are you going to do?
Yikes.
What are you going to do? You got to go get it.
Got to get the card.
Yep. Disgusting.
Ugh, it is disgusting. Yeah, the janitor gave us a glove, and she went digging.
Oh, you had gloves. Okay, so you...
At least.
You know.
Hey, and I bet you she won't do it again.
I bet you she will. Somebody who's done it more than once, actually.
Maybe. You're right. You know what? You're right.
Dumpster diving is not going to matter at all. Thanks for calling, Morgan. We're glad your mom found her car.
Seriously, have a good day.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right, Keo's calling in Milwaukee. Keo, good morning.
Good morning.
Where did you leave a card?
Okay, so actually, hearing Sonia's story, now I feel really bad calling in because, DZ, a couple of years ago, I kind of did what she did. So I was checking out at Walmart, and I had a whole bunch of stuff. So I went through the whole transaction, probably like $400 worth of stuff. And by the time I checked out, I'm done, I paid for everything, and I realized there's like $80 that someone probably got cash back from. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, wow, no one's paying back for it this whole time. So I ended up taking it.
Hey.
But then afterwards, I went to Pick and Save to grab a few more things, and I had a gut feeling. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have bad karma.
Yeah.
So really bad.
I can't believe you took the $80.
Hold on. Cash
Come
is
on, Keo.
Wait. Cash is cash. Shady. Using somebody else's card is different if it's accidental. But if you just find cash, that's free money on the ground.
That's the same as the card because it was in the dispenser where they got cash back. She knew what she was taking.
But you know, If I didn't take it, the next person was gonna
stealing somebody's money. I would have taken it up to the service desk and been like, somebody got $80 back and lost it, and they're probably gonna come looking for it.
They would have put it right back in the register.
You guys are shady.
No, Keo is. I didn't do this.
I would never do it again, and not even that. When I went to Pick and Save, I have a gut feeling. I was like, I have a feeling I'm gonna have bad karma, and something's gonna happen to my wallet. I went home and my whole wallet was gone. Lost it. Went back to the kitchen. So someone picked up my wallet.
No! Keo!
I had
over $600 in it. I know I was so stupid back then.
Yeah. I hate to say, your karma, wow.
Keo learned a lesson. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Yep, sure did.
I
would never do it again.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.